What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Breaking Barriers pod, where we're talking all things and anything basketball. I'm your co-host, GZ Hoops. Let me throw this no-look over to my boy real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mark, a.k.a. Breaking Barriers Training. G and I both would like to express our appreciation for the love and support you guys have been showing. Please continue to tune in to each episode, and also go follow us on IG and Twitter, both at Breaking Barriers Training and GZ Hoops. Let me finish this bucket.
It already gave me trouble to join off rip anyway, bro. Don't worry.
Oh, man. So we're going to start over. You know, first and foremost, happy birthday to my guy, man.
My brother, hey, appreciate you, bro. I mean, yes, it's only right on the birthday to get back on the podcast, record episode 87, and just talk some basketball, man. But yeah, it's crazy. Another year around the sun, man.
Yes, sir.
We're getting up there, brother.
Don't remind me. Me and Ike felt that the other day. My goodness.
What? When y'all are hooping?
Bro, it's even worse. We was at the football game just standing up. Both our kneecaps start hurting, bro. I'm like, what's going
on? Popping and shit, cracking.
Bro, hurting. I'm like, come on, man. This ain't it.
Man.
Yeah, but, you know, we blessed, so I can't complain, man.
That's how I feel. That's how I was able to spend the day with my sister and my mom, just catch up with family and just have a good day, man. So I'm excited to get back on the podcast and just kind of get back to the norm, for real, for real. Been traveling a lot the last couple of weeks, so it will be good to just kind of be back in the Pittsburgh area for a little bit.
Yeah, you is a busy man. You've been to a lot of weddings.
Bro, I know. Bro, it's all my homies from college. So, I mean, shout out to the fellas that are getting married and whatnot, but if we can space them out a little bit next time, that'd be appreciative. Had me in Buffalo, bro. Had me in Altoona, Pennsylvania, bro. But man, it's all good. It's all been fun, man. But it's time to get back to the podcast stuff, bro. It's been low key almost 2 months, bro.
Yeah, for real.
That's kind of wild.
On the low too, though.
No, that's what I was gonna say, though. I mean, one, obviously we've been consistent on other apps, TikTok, yeah. Instagram, X, or whatever you want to call it now.
Man, YouTube, man. Forget them.
Facts. But also, I was even gonna throw out there like Old Man in the Three with JJ and All the Smoke. Those guys have been on a hiatus for like about a month each. JJ just came back the other day, but we can just kind of follow their suit and be like, yeah, we was taking a little break for a summer vacation type stuff.
Steven Jack is doing boxing too, so he's doing mm-hmm. that Showtime boxing, so mm-hmm. you know, guys obviously expanding. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me, was we done with the podcast because they seen you on the other one?
Heck no, bro. Like, and that's the thing, though. And it's funny because we talked about this on this show, but like the 1v1 hoop stuff, it's cool. That's like the YouTube basketball side of things. But in that sense too, it's like me and the one dude, Chris, shout out Chris, but we'll record
shout
like
Chris.
Three or four videos because it'll only take like 40 minutes to an hour. But then the guy that oversees like the 1v1 page, he'll just make like a million clips out of that and post them like sporadically. Like he's the social media guy. I don't know all that, but
that's legit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not like me and you, like, I mean, we're sitting here conversing for an hour, hour and a half, whatever, but like
right.
It's one episode. Like those guys are able to like break it up and make it kind of
look like you guys conversate literally
all the time, which yeah, and it's not. It's like once a week maybe. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, for sure.
But nah, breaking barriers is always gonna be the movement, though. That's never gonna change.
Yeah, man, y'all gotta let my boy live. He gotta be able to expand, man. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Facts. And that's what I mean. You already know, as we always start each and every episode. Well, one, like I said, episode 87. Shout out to Spotify Crazy. For letting us create, Apple Pod, everyone that's gonna be tapping in. But we definitely gotta talk about that new logo, bro. New Breaking Barriers logo.
Shout out to my boy Amadeus Vanderveer, mm-hmm. man. That's my dog. I told him the other day, you know, through messages, I was like, man, it's crazy because you the reason why I passed art class for real. and then he come and do, you know, draw my logo up for me. So, you know, shout out to him, man.
It's like that full circle moment.
Full circle moment. And it's crazy because I remember he drew too, but it's like, you know so many people do so many things, but you don't know if they still do it, you know? So, mm-hmm. like, I know he's still Jaw because that's him, but I didn't know if he would be able to get it to, you know, be transferred over to just, you know, for me to be able to just send it to the person who makes clothes and then go from there. But he was able to do it, and, you know, he hit every detail I asked for to the T. Is crazy. Especially if you've seen the rough draft.
I was just going to say, I'm kind of laughing in my head because I know you sent me the rough, like, your sketch. And you were saying, like, it's crazy that he was able to kind of bring to life what you wanted, like, what you thought. It's just, obviously, we're not artists in that sense. Like, we can kind of explain what we want. But the fact that he was able to be like, okay, let me take his image that he sees in his head and put it on the paper and just, like, make it real life, like, that's some talent right there, real life talent.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. And it's crazy because, honestly, I sketched that off of my iPad. I had an iPad that I just took a piece of paper and put it over the iPad and tried to sketch it out, you know. So that's him, you know, doing his artiste, however he do it, compared to me just trying to sketch it up just even halfway, give an idea. Nice. So, and then for him to top it off and put my son's face on it, it looks exactly like him. It's crazy.
That's what I was going to say. Like, can you, I mean, for the viewers that are listening, like, the logo is in our graphic for this episode, and we've been sharing the new logo across our social media. But for people that just want to kind of hear what the logo entails, like, break it down, like, what your thought process was even before you sent that rough draft to bro, and kind of then how he was able to put your son's face on it, and just kind of the background of it. Like, what was your mindset?
To be honest with you, I don't even know, bro. Like, I seen it. I ain't going to say I jacked it off somebody, but I seen, like, an idea. And then I thought of, you know, like, start thinking outside of the box of, you know, we need multiple logos. We got multiple logos already, but just trying to expand it more towards, like, artsy, where it'll catch up attention on anything, whether it's a hoodie, a T-shirt, or, you know, just any shorts, anything. So I seen it, then I was thinking about, you know, I seen a picture of my son sleep with a basketball. So instead of, you know, trying to make out some art idea of that, you know, being that we call breaking barriers, I already had the logo before with the fist going through the wall. So I just
I'm looking at it right now, bro. As you're talking, I just stood up, pulled out that gray hoodie. Like, that's why I think it brings me back, not to cut you off, but, like, the new logo brings me back to this one, which is kind of, like, right around the time we started the pod. Right. So I feel like that one, for me, kind of just sits different.
That's why I tried to do it as well, bro, because it's like, you know, some that was probably, like, the most, obviously, compared, I mean, not compared to now, because we was able to push this one more because we was able to make more, but on my own. But, you know, obviously, that was, like, the best logo for the moment when we was doing it and trying to get it up and going. Everybody was requesting that. So, you know, doing that and then putting a different twist on it, it still get a lot of traction, you know, a lot of good reactions. So I felt like bring something back from, you know, the past that helped, that was good, and then, you know, bring something different. Because, you know, we obviously seen how many hoop shirts and stuff have you seen with, like, an angel with a basketball or some type of sport thing on it, you know. Like, that's where I got that idea from.
Honestly. How many tattoos, bro? For real.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, we got them.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. So, like, I just basically took the angel with the basketball that we seen on everything we ever seen in life with art, and I just put my son's face on it. And how I came about that, I was honestly, I just woke up out of nowhere, and I was like, I was getting ready for work, and I was thinking about it, and I messaged the audience. I was like, bro, if you could, if it ain't too late, I want to know if you could put my son's face on there. And then I sent him a picture. He's like, it's crazy. I was already thinking about doing that, you know. So I guess great minds think alike for
real.
But
bro,
that's the art in him as well, so he already knew what he wanted to do. But then, you know, like I said, he gave me the room to express my opinion, and obviously it's my logo, but artists still want to be able to put their own twist on it. But, you know, he let me put mine to the T, and then, you know, he put his little twist on it, and it came out perfect.
And that's what's dope too, because, like, especially behind any sort of business plan, like, there's the head honcho, where obviously in this sense it's you, and then there's, like, the collaborative, the creator, the artist, which is him. And then you guys were able to be on the same page and kind of have that masterpiece come about without even really verbalizing it, at least at first. Like, That's just when you know something positive and just worthwhile is going to come about from it.
Bro, so, he did it in a day.
Dude, when you sent it to me, I'm like, damn, this is tough. Super tough, man.
He did it in a day. It's crazy.
And like you said, though, like, especially the logos over the years, like, they all have a different meaning. But this one is, I mean, this one sits very near and dear to your heart if it has your own child's image on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's just, it's different. Like, when you're wearing something with that face on it, like, you know why. It's bigger than just basketball, bigger than the brand.
And it's crazy you said that because it's like, not that I can't wear the rest of the stuff I wear, you know, with Breaking Barriers on it and be able to explain why, you know, my why behind it. But it's like, now that's an even bigger push because, like, yeah, it got my son's face on it, but my son is not an ugly baby. So, like, you know, like,
it could, that's it could fact, be, so it looked good.
You know, it could be any baby, but obviously it's mm-hmm. my son. But it's like, somebody wearing it don't got to necessarily say they're supporting Shador. They could just say, you know, they're supporting Breaking Barriers. And it's mm-hmm. like, I could use that logo of him. I could take that out and then put other multiple things around it. Or I could take him out with the bricks and then put his, you know, multiple other things inside mm-hmm. of it. So it's just like, it's multiple twists to it. But it's like, I could always put that on something and then, you know, elaborate around it. And it's just like you said, I could always look down at it. If I'm at a practice or a workout or even wear it as an undershirt in the game, I always have faith or understand that I can't stop something because then I'm not doing right by him. You know?
Facts, bro. It's really just, I mean, like, over the years, the brand has grown just tremendously in different avenues, but now it's kind of coming back to, like, the base point, the foundation.
Right.
Why you've created this, why we've been doing the podcast for how many years now, why we continue to create content. Like, it's for us, it's for each other, and it's for our family. Like, that's just really what it comes down to. And honestly, not even just in regards to the clothing that obviously you're creating right now, but, like, even me being back here and just today being able to be with my family, like, it just makes you realize, like, okay, I am in the right spot now. Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and the brand's a part of it.
For sure. And it's like, I got guys like you with me and helping me and pushing it and stuff. Like, you know, like, I appreciate little stuff like that because, you know, people don't understand. They take little stuff like that for granted, but they don't really understand the work we both put mm-hmm. behind, you know, doing, like, little stuff, like, even just, like, making the photo cover or doing this. This is taking time out of everything for us. And mm-hmm. even though you're my boy, you don't have to necessarily do all the stuff you do, but, you know, I appreciate you. I, you know, stuff like that, guys mm-hmm. like that. And then just, like, the guys I hoop with because, I mean, obviously we needed a team name, but, again, we didn't have to name it after my brand, but guys did it. They rocked the team jerseys with my brand on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they hoop. When we hoop like we in high school or something, like, you know, like we hoop to make the brand look good. You know, like, we mm-hmm. don't want people that, oh, that's how y'all hoop. Y'all just get blown out. Y'all brand obviously ain't that type of, you know, like, even though that don't sound like it makes sense, people look at weird stuff like that.
Oh, it makes sense, bro. I mean, like, bring it to the terms of, like, I don't know. No offense. Like, would you want to wear Brian Scalabrine basketball right. shoes or would you want to wear Curry's?
Right. It's like everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. Like, everything to even make it even simpler for everybody. Like, if they see us hoop and they see how hard we go, even though we not get paid for it, if they see us hoop, then they'll figure that's how hard they go to make their brand that much better. You know, like, mm-hmm. that's the effort we put towards everything the way we hoop. So.
This is a good twist off too, like, with the whole brand and athlete stuff that's been going on for the last, man. I mean, roughly 2 months. But now that the season, at least the fall sports season, is in full effect now, I mean, I kind of wanted to touch on, like, we could even have, like, episode to episode, I typed down branded athlete spotlight. So, like, what have they accomplished since the last EP type of thing? I mean, I know there's a lot of them now, which is crazy. Like, our last episode, I think we only had, like, 5 guys, maybe. And now there's, like, low-key 20. Like, I mean, for real. Like, it's grown a lot.
It's up there. And it's, like, I appreciate all of them. I don't want to name them because, you know, there's some of them I haven't actually met in person yet. And I don't know how to pronounce their name, so I don't want to mess it up or, you mm-hmm. know, forget somebody. And then they be like, oh, you know, they listen to this. So all my branded athletes, shout out to y'all. Well, our branded athletes, shout out to y'all because we appreciate y'all. Y'all don't even know y'all the wave for real. So
no, they really are.
We moving off y'all trend and y'all wave, and we just y'all really setting this bar high for everything. Like I told one of the branded athletes, Gucci, I told him the other day, like, bro, you just setting the bar high for my son to have to look up to.
That kid is tough.
Bro, he got it in his blood, like, and you know, everybody was kind of like trying to write him off at first. Not write him off, but like trying to say, oh, he's going to be nice, but he's not his brother. But I, like he always said, and I always told him as well, don't be your brother, be you. Make your own
be yourself.
You know, and your brother don't want you to be like, and that's one thing his brother always did a great job at, is told him, be you, you ain't got to follow me. You playing because you love yourself. You know, so like I told him, he just setting the bar high, and then my son got somebody to look up to, and he'll always be able to go with big bro Gucci and, you know, go kick it with him and work out with him and do all the things I did for Gucci and just go full circle, you know, and it's crazy, you know, like all of them reaching out to me. Like, of course, we put it out and ask who would want to support and do that, but for them to actually reach out, you know, they don't have to. I mean, they ain't getting no money out of the deal, but they actually genuinely wanted to support it. And
facts.
It's just, we just appreciate it because they don't have to, but they do it, and they the brand, so.
They really are, and that's, I mean, even the little things, bro, like all those guys and gals now, girls within the brand too. Like
we got girls in there now. We ain't just, like, we don't discriminate. Let's get
never, it. Never. Sure. I mean, they're all tough athletes, but from what I see on the outside looking in too, like, they're good at school. They handle their business. They share a lot of our stuff on social media, which means a lot too. Like, obviously, if they want to rock the brand, they have to kind of boost us up as well. So it's kind of like, it just, like, I scratch your back, you scratch mine type of thing without even having to be, let it, like, known. You know what I'm saying? That's what I appreciate from all of them, too.
Right. They all mannerable, bro. Like, I be having to remind these cats, like, I'm not that much older than y'all just because I'm, like, running a brand and stuff. Like, they don't say sir or nothing, but it's just the way they move.
It's just a little different. Yeah, that's respectfully, though, for real, for real.
But I ain't mad at it because it's like, that showed me why I'm able to trust you to, like, you know, take on the brand and just help promote it.
Facts. Well, that's what, like, with the whole brand and athlete spotlight thing, like, or spotlight, like, we don't have to dive into everyone, but I am glad you brought up Wade.
Because, like, let's bring up the football ones at least.
That's what, like, I've seen him, especially he was at the alma mater Kennedy, and now he pivoted. Now he's attending Farrell, and, like, I mean, you can't be mad at the reason, like,
yeah, and no knock to Kennedy, he should have been at Farrell, though.
Right. I mean, like, and that's what, like, trust me, especially even talking to homies like Sam Crow, like someone that went through 4 years of Kennedy football, like,
man,
there's a reason why it went away for a little bit. And, like, I really respect that they're trying to bring it back. And I've seen some kids doing some good things over the last couple of years. But, like, if you really want to go somewhere with it, you have to go where there's eyes on you. So it's like, you can't knock anyone for trying to better themselves and better their future. That's what it comes down to.
And to be honest with you, how can they're not mad at him anyways, and he really don't care if they was, but how could you be mad at him when he stayed the extra year when he really could have went to Farrell last year? But he stayed the extra year and fought the way to make tuition. People understand that, you know, that,
bro.
This PIAA stuff killed me with that too, because, you know,
bro, it's crazy.
He's what he's dealing with for moving.
And, bro, like, for real, the tuition at Kennedy is not easy. Like,
it's never light.
My mom and my dad worked their, excuse my French, asses off to send myself and my sister there. And both myself and my sister did a lot for that school. And we rock with Kennedy. We support them. Like, that's where we went. But, like, now that I am grown, it's almost like, dang, man, like, y'all could have helped us a little bit for what we did both on the court and also in the classroom, like top 10 students, like all that stuff. Like,
it's crazy.
Don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm saying.
It's just crazy because it's like PIAA want to fault the kids and say, oh, well, you can't play in the playoffs. All right, so then won't you pay their tuition when they move? Because when it's that reasoning, won't you pay it? Because you still faulting them for not having the amount of money to pay for a prestigious school. So, y'all, you know, we're not going to get on that. But
that's what I was just going to say. This isn't like a a politics podcast either, but we're just bringing to life, like, shout out to Samir Wade. Like, he will be our first branded athlete spotlight kind
of. Two of them.
Who else? You got? Oh, Ron Smith. Yeah. See, I don't know. What about that Juju? Or...
Yeah, him too.
That's who I seen.
That's why I say three. Because all three of them had a big game this past week. Remember I told you it was over 1,000 people there. It's like 1,000 people.
No, that Saturday morning, I kind of rewatched a little bit of it. And, I mean, it was crazy, bro.
Bro, and I want to see, since we do a spotlight, we could just kind of fade it out into however long we go, and then if it go into commercial, then we'll come back with another topic. But
yeah,
I just want to give them the floor and speak on them, man, because like I'm proud of them, not because they rock with the brand and want to support, but because, bro, I watched that game personally. Like, we was there until we left and then came home and watched it on TV. Bro, to watch them, how poised they was in front of all them people, how big the spotlight was, it's on TV. All the things.
Game of the week. It was, all over the internet for a week. Like, heavily, bro. Heavily.
All them things, you know, and they went in there and faced adversity. They called it Battle of the Borders, obviously, because it's PA and Ohio. Mm-hmm. Mind you, last year they played Ursuline. They should have won that game. They lost.
I remember a few
bad calls. So, you know, they came back with a vengeance, and there was a lot of doubt and smack talk against them online. And then the people picked whoever they are, the announcers picked they scores for a week and said Farrell will lose 28-20. So, you know, dealing with all that, bro, and still coming and showing up and playing despite all the noise, all the people there, all the everything that's going on. I just want to shout out Juju, Cabron, and Gucci, man, because they all three played big roles in the game. Obviously, the whole team did.
Three-headed monster, bro. But, all branded athletes.
All branded athletes, and they all had crucial moments, bro. And it's like, it's crazy because, again, I don't want to just make it seem like them three won the game, but Gucci had a big two-point conversion and a big catch to open up the second drive after they scored. And, you know, Cabron just being Cabron. Listen, Shedeur Sanders had that big weekend this past weekend.
Man.
Cabron played just like him this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's a valid comparison, 100%.
No turnovers. He was poised the whole time. They was down 10-0 to start the game, and Cabron never wavered. Juju, man.
He's a sophomore?
Sophomore, bro. 143 yards. What, 2-3 touchdowns. Player of the game. I can't speak enough about him because he was the first. He's a dog. Like, he has that.
Mm-hmm.
If they go back when I first got to Farrell, that was my first point guard.
That is crazy.
Bro, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. He was in eighth grade, you know, and now he's starting varsity in both basketball and football. And I could say I coached him, and it's crazy. You know, I watch him put in the work, bro. He does it. Like, all summer he put in the work for football and then come play basketball with us in the men's league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he do that. So, I'm just proud of all three of them. Like I said, they got a bright future ahead of them as far as their careers. And this year, I think that solidified them that they got a chance to knock on the door to maybe contend for states.
For sure, bro. I mean, I seen something like, I don't even really want to name drop crazy, but like the other school had like 400 plus guys within their freshman through senior classes. Farrell has like 60 or something.
Yeah, so overall, they team wise, they had like, I think like 80 something, and then Farrell only had like 40 something total.
Like, bro, that's significantly less.
So if they was in, if they was in PA, they would be a 6-18.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, is the, for everybody that don't understand what French we're talking, they mm-hmm. would be the highest qualification class you could be in high school. They would
in
be
Pennsylvania.
That. Yes, they would be that. So it speaks a testament. Listen, Farrell lost a lot last year. Not a lot, but they lost some dogs last year. But what year don't they lose dogs? And every year they have a great coaching staff over there where they you know, they teach the kids the right way. They put in the work the right way.
Mm-hmm.
They do everything they need to, and then the kids is faithful to the work. They see the work working, and they believe in it, you know, so.
Well, and just, we've talked about this on multiple episodes, but I'm going to bring it back up here today. Like, they know how to play the game the right way because they teach them the right way from a young age. Like, it starts in first grade, second grade, third grade, and that's football and basketball.
Shout out to Quees, because Quees is making that happen right now, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And Diallo, right?
And Diallo, yeah. My God. Quees and Diallo. They down there with the young Diallo do flag football all mm-hmm. year round. Quees.
It even starts there, man. Like,
yeah.
Because trust me, I've been with programs within the high school rankings where it's very evident that kids just don't really understand the game, or they weren't taught the game the right way.
Right.
Up until that point. So then you're kind of playing catch up. And in high school athletics, you to compete and to really contend, you can't be playing catch up. So, like, it's exactly. just a different world, man. So shout out to Farrell, just athletics, like, from literally kindergarten to senior year. Like, that's why they're successful every year. It just comes down to that.
Every year, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to the three branded athletes. We mm-hmm. want to put the spotlight on them.
And sure.
Most likely, I got to relook and see who all the branded athletes is for football. Oh, yeah, shout out to Joff Lampkins, too.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Sharon.
Bro, yeah. You know, you honestly know what we should do.
What's that?
Either on the clothing page. Yeah, maybe the clothing page, which if you don't follow it, make sure you follow that Breaking Barriers Clothing.
Underscore. Yes, sir.
Maybe within the like headers, like the, what are they called? Like the circles that you can click on. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You could even put like branded athletes and just have.
I got all of them in there too.
Dude, okay.
I got that. Okay. But I'm going to do like, I'm thinking about doing like a spotlight of just them on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, that's what, even when we drop this episode, like, I'm going to tag those three dudes so they can share, they can listen to it, they can hear their names and all that good stuff. So definitely got to do that. And that's one thing. Moving forward, we got to get back on more of a consistent schedule because honestly, well, we're 26 minutes in. It feels like we haven't stopped at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we pick it right back up. So, and it is fun. We talk about it all the time. But.
It definitely is, and it's, you know, it's mine. It's good for the mind when we got things we're going through, even mm-hmm. if it ain't bad things we're going through. Just a little stress reliever.
Facts. It really is, bro.
You know what else we gotta do too? We gotta get the branded athletes to do a day in the life of a branded athlete.
Bro, for real.
It's time, bro. It's time to take
get over. Get that on TikTok and Instagram. No, for real.
Because I was thinking about making another TikTok.
All the athletes listening, bro, please tap in and lock in with us.
I was thinking about making another TikTok just for the branded athletes, so that way they could.
Like, dude, we should.
So they could sign in, and like you know, make day in the life thing.
So, no, we definitely should make it. And then all we have to do, we have to share, obviously, the login and password, like me, you, and then all the kids. Right. So then even if we log in, we can be like, all right, like today we're going to be promoting X, Y, and Z, or this is the new merch, or this is that. Like it can be more of like a group channel, per se. Yeah,
for sure. So it's tough. I gotta remember my other login.
That's why I don't even know mine either.
Well, I'm sitting up here making plans, but we definitely have to start pushing that. She's one of another brand athlete, but she gave me the idea, but I was already thinking about that. So, you know,
that's tough.
That's something we got to do. And we got the football players. So, you know,
mm-hmm. And even the guys and girls that are playing football, if they're playing soccer, if they're preparing for this upcoming winter basketball season, seeing what you guys seeing what you guys are doing to prepare for that next season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all eyes on you, too. That's more notoriety and more eyes to kind of expand your personal brand, not just Breaking Barriers.
More eyes on you, more time for you to get your clout
mm-hmm.
that you already posting.
Bro, you know? We've talked about it, like how prominent is social media in today, especially for the NIL stuff. Like,
it's big.
We can really help you guys grow. We somehow have mastered this to some extent over the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to. We gotta push that. That's the goal for this week. That's the big goal to get another TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Start getting the kids to you know, tap in with that.
It's funny because my final tab before the commercial break was like what to expect moving forward. And I really didn't know you were going to throw that idea out there. So I'm glad you did because that is perfect to kind of go into the commercial.
Got to. Yeah, got to. So what you want to do? You want to hit the commercial now?
Yeah, let's hit the commercial and then let's talk a little Team USA basketball. And honestly, bro, that's all we got. Nothing too crazy today. First EP back.
Well, the fake commercial coming in.
Yeah, we got it.
Straight back into it. But we'll get back to it.
All right. That's the other thing that we're going to do. What to expect moving forward. Have the Brandon athletes, each and every one of them, record a little snippet, and we can just kind of rotate them as the commercial.
Oh, yeah. So we'll pick one each week.
Low key.
Mm-hmm. We'll pick, because, you know, these kids busy, man. Like, I've been messaging them sometimes to get their own merch, and it's like...
Mm-hmm. You know, all you have to do is say, like, hey, this is my name, representing Breaking Barriers clothing or branded athlete, whatever. Stay tuned for the episode, commercial break, blah, blah, blah.
That's all it is. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. So, and we actually got another thing to look forward to. We got to make our own commercial.
We'll have them do it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we can. We can.
Bro, I'm crazy.
No, we will.
We will. Yeah, for sure. Honestly, bro, we need to just do it after this to get it over.
Yeah, we can. Well, yeah, we'll get it done today. So when you guys hear this episode, you'll actually hear the commercial, and then you'll hear us clowning after the commercial. So,
actually, this will be the last episode without a commercial.
All right.
And then we'll put the commercial next EP because we ain't gonna try, you know, messing with them. It'll
get all messed up.
it'll put the EP commercial EP.
it'll be buns. We can't do all that.
It'll put the commercial in there like three times.
Shout out Spotify. Shout out Apple Pod. You already know, but.
Shout out to you guys, man.
Nah, bro. All I wanted to talk about a little bit here today, too, just the Team USA stuff. So, obviously, Team USA is competing in the FIBA World Cup right now. And I feel like a lot of people are even confused, like, what the World Cup is. And realistically, just think of it as, like, preliminaries to qualify for the Olympic play, which is next summer, 2024, in Paris. Right. So... And also, if you are a diehard basketball fan like us, which I'm sure you are if you're tapped in, you probably want us to talk about that recent loss to Lithuania. But let's take a step back real quick.
Are they done right now? Are they done for the year?
No, they're not. No. So they still advanced to the quarterfinals, and they actually qualified for the Olympics with a 4-1 record in that little like group play.
Okay.
So
they don't get that. They think since they lost, they're done.
Mm-hmm. Nah, they're still rolling. I think they play tomorrow. Actually, let me Google that real quick. But I'm pretty sure they play tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow at 8:40 a.m. They'll be playing. They play Italy in the quarterfinals.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, that's the thing. So it's obviously a lot different than NBA play or. Collegiate basketball, like there's the whole preliminary stuff, and you can think of it as this is working towards the true test, which is winning an Olympic gold medal. But even with that loss to Lithuania, like Coach Kerr, he came out saying, like, we don't ever want to lose, and we still want to win the World Cup. We don't want to just be happy that we qualified for the Olympics.
For sure. And it's like, people don't understand, the Olympics is so different. Than the NBA. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of different rules, a lot of different things, period. And also, those guys is new to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, like, people, they played when they was 15, 16. You played other 15 and 16-year-olds. And most likely, they were more advanced than them dudes at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're playing dudes who've been playing since 15 and 16-year-old. And while you took the time to go to high school and college, they turned pro already.
They turn pro, and they've been playing together since they were 15, 16.
Right, so that's a big difference. So, you know, even though we're more advanced most of the time and get more gifted and skilled, we still fall behind shortly because of the fact they turn pro early and play together all year round, like you said, and make that their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
When no, they still got to go to school.
That's the thing. It's like... I mean, even, like, when the roster was released for this FIBA World Cup team, So, I mean, Grant Hill, the new president of USA, he constructed this roster personally, from what he's saying. And a lot of people were kind of wishy-washy on the selections just based off one has any Olympic or FIBA experience. Right. Like if you think back, like, normally there's, like, one or two, like, legitimate superstars on the roster even during this FIBA stuff, and then all the big superstars play in the Olympic play.
Right.
But this go around, it's a lot of the guys are, like, up and coming and potentially can take that next step to superstardom.
Right.
Mainly Ant, mainly, I guess, B.I., mainly J.J.
It's crazy because you got guys like Trae Young out there who he could have definitely used. Mm-hmm. I mean, no knock to the point guard now, Jalen Brunson. But come on, man. Trae Young is basically Steph Curry, so they would have to guard him, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to get into all that. But it's just like, you know, the guys he picked, I feel like he saw something that, you know, he felt could work out there. But also, he maybe wanted them to get that experience now so that way in the future they can prepare the next younger guys to come up. But
I don't know. Like,
damn, man.
So that's what you were kind of hinting at a little bit. But, like, even just, like, what were your initial thoughts when this roster was released versus, like, now that they've played all those exhibition games and now, like, the group plays honestly even came to an end? Like, with the roster of Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson, Brandon Ingram, who actually recently got benched, which is kind of a big topic here, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, Austin Reeves, JJJ, Halliburton, Bobby Portis, and Walker Kessler.
My initial reaction was, what the hell roster is this? What is this? Like, this to go play to high school or something? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, let's be real. My thoughts on it didn't change, to be real with you. I feel like they're overachieving. Not to, like, disrespect them or nothing. I feel like they overachieved a lot. Like, you know, like, to get them four wins, like, yeah, they won big. And the other teams they probably played wasn't as good or skilled. But those were, like, boosters for their confidence, and they still played better, you know, than they probably really would being over there. But, yeah, bro, I just felt like, you know, Trae Young, he should have been on there. He got some he got a little bit of experience. I just feel like there was other guys that could have been playing on that roster that I feel like he didn't look at because maybe he feel like they are too individual for themselves, or he didn't feel like they'd be a good teammate. But you got to take that chance if you want to win.
100%. And that's what, like, people are saying.
Bench him.
Right.
Not to cut you off. Bench him if they are hassled.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Like, people are saying Trae Young didn't get selected based off, like, you're hinting at he's more of, like, an I guy, not a we guy. And that, like, within the FIBA play, it's more physical, it's more aggressive. Like, you won't get all the calls that you might get in the NBA type of play. But, like, I mean, so that's why they went with a guy like Brunson. He's a little more broader. He kind of likes to bump and kind of just, like, use his physical abilities within his gameplay.
And he played defense.
Which, like, I get it, but, like, on this current roster that we have, like, Brandon Ingram is really the only all-star, right? And he's not even – I'm not, like, hating on B.I. Like, he's nice. But, like, in this setting, it's kind of hard for him because a lot of the guys around him are more, like third option, fourth option guys, and they like to swing the ball and they like to play, like, the real FIBA gameplay, where he's used to having the rock a lot in New Orleans. So that's kind of why he's struggling, I think.
I mean, obviously, yeah, and it's like – you know, let's be real, he's not the quickest guy.
No.
So you got a lot of guys who's allowed to camp in the paint now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got the guys camping in the paint, and they're allowed to knock it off the rim and, you know, do the little FIBA thing that you ain't allowed to do in the NBA, and it's different. I mean, let's be real. We talked about it when Damian Lillard said, you got to be a true bucket to be able to score in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not saying B.I. ain't no true bucket, but then again, you know, he's struggling with being able to be a true team player.
He's not used to standing in the corner, step catching and shooting, which, like, I get it, but you do need to adapt. But also maybe utilize him in the pick and roll a little bit more. I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel like the guys that have kind of succeeded, Anthony Edwards, Austin Reeves, Halliburton at times, like, they're the younger core and they're the more, like, eager and aggressive core, I guess. So I feel like maybe those guys can move forward and maybe potentially make that Olympic leap for next summer. But, like, I guess my question is for you, like, who do you think out of this roster you would even want on that true Olympic team in 2024, if any of them? Which is tough to even say. The fact we even have to say, do you want any of them, is kind of
sad.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man and JJ. To be honest with you, the only side, because they'll both bring the energy that we need. As far as JJ, a big high energy guy, getting rebounds, he'll have he'll have experience under him now. And then, like, obviously, you bring like a big that got the experience, such as JaVale.
Sleep on him, but
he got an Olympic gold medal. But
And how many NBA championships? Like, he's a winner.
He's a winner out, and you even got Anthony Davis.
Facts.
You know, you got multiple guys you could bring in with JJ to
help. Bam Adebayo, people are saying.
Yeah, so, you know, we got multiple guys who could help JJ not have to start, you know, not have to be that a guy who has to be the main guy and still, you know, have the experience.
Well, I think he would play more aggressive on the defensive side of the ball if he knew he had another big to either back him up or if he is the backup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, right now it's just like Walker Kessler, which, don't get me wrong, I mean, he had a good rookie season, but, like, him versus having a teammate of, like you said, Anthony Davis, Bam, like any of those top tier guys, like, it's just going to manipulate how you play that much more too.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, him having the experience, that will help him be able to understand, all right, like you said, I got somebody behind me. Whereas he don't got the experience in FIBA, and he don't have the experience to be like, I don't know how to not exert all my energy right now because I only know how to play one way.
You got, you know, Walker, I mean? And Bobby Portis behind you, brother.
Exactly. So I gotta go all out just to even, you know, put us in a position to be great right now. And that's what I'm saying. So I feel like if him and Ant-Man get around people, you know, who's polished and, you know, been over there and done that, then it's a different story for them, and they'll be better in the future.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you there. I think low key Austin Reeves could sneak into.
Oh yeah, him too. Because me and you definitely did say him too. Definitely.
I think because he's able to step, catch, shoot. He's able to create off the dribble.
He's a fucking bucket.
He really is, bro. Like, and he knows how to play in a system too. I mean, right now he's really kind of putting his head down and getting to his spots because he has to. But I think a lot of it will be too how he performs for the Lakers this upcoming season. But that's also if they use him at a higher rate like this FIBA team is. Man. So, I mean, I think he would be a good fit in the Olympic play. I mean, that's kind of why guys like Bridges and Hart got thrown onto this roster, I think, because Grant Hill was like, all right, they're kind of do-it-all guys. They'll fit and just play with anybody, and they'll play hard. But, like, I don't really think they should be competing for us in the Olympics, where Reeves could kind of slide and fill into that role.
Right. I mean, you know, we could talk about that roster all day, but at the end of the day, this roster sucks, Grant Hill.
It's pretty, but... And we can't say Cade Cunningham was invited, but he declined based off him coming back from injury. I heard that LaMelo was invited, and he declined. But I didn't see that on, like, notable sources. It was more like the Ball Family stuff that I follow.
No, I didn't hear none of that. I knew I saw Cade was, you know, practicing for them.
Because that's what, like, wouldn't LaMelo be on the select team with Cade if that was the case?
No, I would feel like it. I don't know, though. Like, I saw him.
I mean, they say they want, like, a bigger guard. Cade and LaMelo are those bigger guards. LaMelo has how much international experience, honestly?
It's crazy. I don't know what the hell, man.
So we'll see. Like, maybe those two guys get the nod for the Olympic play. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we need to throw our main guys out there on the court. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, like the three-headed monster that have helped carry Team USA for the last how many years, they need to compete. We need them.
And it's honestly,
we do. Like,
they need to want to play at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, and you go on away from your family, but, I mean, this is a great experience, and it's for something bigger than you, so
It is.
It's like, how could you sit there on TV and watch this and not be like, oh, I'm not allowing this next year. Mm-hmm. There's no way they think they're the best team in the world. Like, how could you not want to be – like, I feel like – rest his soul, God rest his soul. I feel like if Kobe was still playing and he saw this like he did when he came in 07 and 08.
That would fuel the fire.
He would come and play because there's no way he's going to let another country feel like they're better than us. And I just feel like
I think that will happen. I think the head honchos are sitting at home like, damn, like, what are we doing? Like – or maybe they're happy, like, oh, like, yeah, like, throw our low-key, like, JV guys at you. Let you be happy that you beat us. But, I mean, and this is just speaking things into existence, too. Like, we could still win the World Cup.
Definitely can. But it's like, man.
I know we can be better. We definitely can be better. I mean, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Kawhi is an option, Jimmy Butler. Donovan Mitchell. I mean, come on. Jaylen Brown.
Look at the team that won the last gold Olympic. The last Olympic. They didn't even have them win it. And you see how they barely got through that. You know, so I just feel like we need to bring all the dogs. Like,
we bring have all to, bro.
Don't bring the ones, don't be conservative. Like if Kawhi gonna come, Kawhi need to be
like
You know, I even bring Clay back, but he's trying to go somewhere else.
Facts, which is interesting. So that, I mean,
it's crazy.
I think, too, what it comes down to, like, you were talking about a little bit ago, us as the United States, we are kind of accustomed to just throwing out whoever, and we're like, okay, like, we're going to be the best. Where the world has definitely caught up in that sense, but a lot of it is just based off them having that chemistry and them being able to play together from the age of like 15 to 25, right? Exactly. We don't have that luxury. So, like, even in that sense, too, look at the first team All-NBA this past year. There was only one American on that team, Jason Tatum. The other four, Giannis, Luka, Embiid, and Shea.
And it's crazy because, you know, Embiid trying to play for USA as well.
I know.
We could definitely use him.
So, it's like, I'm not saying the world has fully caught up. We still should have the better team, but we do need to throw our big dogs out there just to solidify, like, we are still the United States. Like, this is our game.
For sure, man. For sure.
So,
we'll see.
But like I said, though, even this World Cup team, they're still advancing to the quarterfinals. They'll play tomorrow morning. And we qualified for the Olympics, so we can't be too upset. But one other thing, bro, before we finish off here today, 2K24 does drop this Friday. What I don't know what to do, bro.
Doubt I get it.
I don't think I will either. It's kind of sad.
I doubt it. It's just going to sit there and collect dust like this past one.
Bro, we really played it for like 2 or 3 weeks maybe, and then we just completely stopped.
Stopped cold turkey.
The year before, we at least like played it for like the month or whatever, and then we came back to it like in the winter. Like 2K23, we didn't play at all. So all you 2K heads, like, I don't know if you'll see us on the court or in the park or anything like that, but if we should get it, let us know and we'll consider it. Maybe.
Only way you see me is if I get the P5 or a PC.
I know. I was thinking about getting the P5, bro, but I even have the tab up here, bro. It's still $500.
Yeah. I don't see that going down no time soon, bro.
Shit's like 3 years old, ain't it? Four? Or when did it come out?
I couldn't even tell you. It's been a minute. I never planned on getting it.
Me neither, but now it's like, geez, why is it still so expensive?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I might be getting that on Ledway.
For real. For real, though.
We'll see, though.
But you got anything else, bro, to kind of cap off the EP?
Nah, bro, just appreciate everybody who tap in and listen. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We do this for y'all besides us. And we're going to get it up. And everybody can listen to it.
Yes, sir. Episode 87, man. We're back.
Yes, sir, buddy. I'm going to get this up. And I'm going to tap in with you.
Yes, sir. Talk to you in a minute.
All right, bro.